This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another great experience conversationally. Get your day started. Well, this program plays all around the clock, all around the country, and all around the world, but mostly because we're together in the early morning. It feels good to get our day started this way, doesn't it, ladies? Let's hear a cheer for getting up early and being excited to be on the radio. Hooray!
Hooray! Hooray!
Oh, listen to that. Jennifer Orr.
It's early 30 here.
Yes, it is. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen with Jennifer taking on the role of First Lady of Info. All right. Jennifer, you're the First Lady of Info here this hour.
I am the First Lady of Info, and there are some stories about the First Lady's office out there. But actually, the story to start with, I think, is the migrant caravan. We've been talking about
this
caravan full of migrants that has been trudging through Central America into Mexico and is now on approach. Some of them already at our southern border, others just moments away, days away from arriving. And one of the most interesting things, I don't think I make it a secret that I do another couple of radio shows throughout the day, aside from this one. And on the show that I do locally in Southern California.
Or important is this one.
Oh, thank you, Dougie. Thanks. One of the interview I did an interview yesterday with a guy who actually went to the southern border. He went into Tijuana and went into the migrant caravan and started talking to them. And there's been a story, a few stories out recently, not just by that I'm going to tell you, but by NBC News, by reputable news organizations that have indicated that the LGBTQ migrants who are part of this caravan have been shunned by their group. And the people that are actually arriving right now, if you hear about them, are mostly members of this group. There are 80 members who have been shunned by the other people seeking asylum for their sexuality, for how they identify, all of this stuff. And so it's actually, they've formed their own little mini migrant group that has walked ahead of the other large thousands of people that have formed that are walking up to the border. So I thought that was kind of interesting. The other thing that's interesting is that 5 million Central Americans have made it clear that they would like to come to the United States in a new poll. This is why we need immigration reform.
Give me that. What's that number again? 5 million
Central Americans have said that they want to come to the United States. Now, the question is, do we have the room and resources for these people? And will they eventually all start walking in groups to
the border? How many buses do we need for that? Let's figure it out. How many buses?
That's a question. How do we handle this? And while many people, I think, you know, depending on where your political preference lies, and many people say that America should have no borders and that we should welcome all of these people who need a safe place to go. On the other hand, you have a lot of people who are saying, how do we have enough resources to properly care for these people? Is there enough space to care for these people?
Senator of California, fight the fires. That's a good way to start.
In the state of California, as I'm sure a lot of people in Arizona and New Mexico probably feel because we're in border states, I don't know where we would put those people. It already feels extremely crowded. The resources in our schools are already suffering because the people that are here, and this, I'm not trying to sound mean at all, but the people that are here typically come here and don't pay taxes, and then our system sort of crumbles on that because our system needs the taxpayer money to generate enough services for the people who are using it, and that's just not happening. So this is a really big problem, and it's one that Democrats and Republicans in Congress will probably ignore once again because nobody wants to actually fix the problem. But we need to figure out a system, and we need to figure it out fast because the amount of people coming here that are going to be seeking asylum, these migrant caravans are only the beginning. I'd imagine that this is going to be a pretty constant flow from here on out.
Okay, let me ask you all a question. In terms of how you look at this issue, that is the issue of illegal immigration, the hordes of people who are trying to come here from various other places that are horror shows, How much of the conversation, how much of your attitude, how much of your interest in this is predicated by conversations you have with your friends? I think what I'm getting at, in a way, is not just about this, but about other things that you converse about. When you go out to have all those drinks on the weekend, you have friends. When you meet them, do you discuss things that are common to you? I guess I'm wondering about age and doing the same things, having the same values. Do you feel if you have a friend that doesn't have the same values as you, I'm not talking about interests, now I'm talking about values, that's a bad choice? How do you mix and match, or do you mix and match with your values?
Values is a really tough word. Because I have a lot of friends that, and we're not on the same political page, but I don't think their values are any better or worse than mine. And so I think values is a really, that's probably not a word I would use. So we have political opinions that are different.
Okay.
But our values are family and integrity, and like our values are all the same because we're all in the same group of
friends.
That's
the question. You recognize the question. The common values, the things that matter most to you, to the people you have friendships with, share those values. That
absolutely
really is the crux of the question, yeah.
I wouldn't be able to be friends with someone who didn't have the same values that I hold really precious to me, and that's things like honesty and integrity and family and loyalty and all those things. If I didn't, I don't know, I couldn't imagine being friends with someone who didn't share those values, and has nothing to do with political views at all. Those are just, you know, common core things.
I would say the best example that from your point of view and Jennifer's point of view is your diametrically opposed political values, but yet you are very friendly. I love listening to you all talk off the air about whatever you
I'd love to pat us on the back. I would love to pat me on the back and Victoria on the back, but we're doing what people should be doing.
Yes, that's the reason I asked the question, Jennifer.
So divided right now. I was reading, I can't even remember where the polling was. It wasn't helpful, but it was some sort of poll like, if you're a Democrat, do you think Republicans are racist and bigots and whatever else? And the answer was overwhelmingly the majority thought yes. And if you're a Republican, do you think Democrats are stupid? And the overwhelming answer was yes. You know, I don't know if it's just from my experience in a place where I'm totally outnumbered. I'm used to not having anybody agree with me. In fact, most of my family doesn't agree with me politically. All of my friends, except for maybe, you know, a small handful, don't agree with me politically. But I'm still, maybe it's old school, but I still believe that you can still love somebody and you can still find commonalities with someone, even when God forbid you vote for somebody different for president.
It ought to be the way people think. That's kind of what I'm suggesting here. The way people think.
That's why I get it. Values, that kind of like, kind of, I don't know, went up my
said
spine
that
a bit. Because I feel like Jen and I have very similar values, you know, and I think Jen and I are actually a lot alike in a lot of ways. So just because we don't agree politically, that doesn't stop me from loving Jen. And I have friends and family members who, same thing. Political views don't stop me from loving someone or respecting someone. So I just think.
And truly, if you're willing to be moderate, if you're willing to think moderately, that doesn't mean you have to be one or vote that way. But if you're willing to think in a moderate way, I guarantee you, if I sat down with Victoria and my mom, who I love so much and are totally different than me, we would sit down and we'd agree on most of what it would take to fix the immigration issues in this country. I guarantee that we
would. That's probably true. Yep.
It's just that we think that different people are going to be better at doing it, and that those are the people that we vote on to represent. When people actually talk about issues, and this is what makes me crazy about like Congress or the Senate right now, is instead of them being willing to talk about issues, they want to talk about Trump or they want to talk about Hillary. The idea is if we sit down. Yeah, they want to talk about representatives. Okay, put those people out of the side, talk about the issue, and yeah, there are going to be some differences, but you can find probably more common ground than you think you'd be able to, and that's how you start moving forward and actually fixing things. Nobody wants to do it, though.
Thank you. That's the conversation that I wanted to have, and you both did an excellent job telling things as you do from your heart, and What I find difficult and reprehensible is the people that won't be friends with folks just because they have a different political point
of view.
That's
just ignorant. And I have friends on the left who are like, who just can't even tolerate anyone who's a Republican. Yeah. And I look down on them. I'm like, you know what? That's just stupid.
They aren't really your friends.
It really is. No, they're not close. They're acquaintances. Yeah. They're in the outer circles. But, you know, it's just that I just have no respect for that at all. I think it's stupid.
16 past the hour. This is the DJV program. The First Lady. And the focus on what Jennifer made allusion to in a moment here on the DJV program.
It's country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards. Luke Bryan and country's hottest new artists kick off the night. Superstar performances by Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, Penny Chesney, Garth Brooks.
The greatest music ever. Country music.
Plus, can't-miss duet. Jason Aldean with Miranda Lambert. Florida Georgia Line with Bebe Rexha.
The surprises will be legendary.
Brad Hazen and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards live tonight, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Did you know type 2 diabetes is a heart-related disease? Hi, I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and board chair of Women in Government. November is National Diabetes Awareness Month, a good time to remember nearly 30 million Americans have diabetes and that people with diabetes are up to 4 times more likely to have a heart attack, heart failure, or stroke. In fact, heart disease is the number one killer of people with type 2 diabetes. Learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So the First Lady is a focus today, a feud with the First Lady's office, expected to cost a senior security advisor her job. Is it Mira Ricardel? Is that how you pronounce that? Jennifer?
I think so. Yeah, I hadn't heard of this person. This is a deputy under John Bolton.
Yeah. Right. Why don't they fire him? Get rid of him.
Because I think he's actually doing a good job, despite the fact that you don't like him.
No. Anyway, so what is the beef that she has with the First Lady, or vice versa? What kind of stupid thing did she? Because I don't see the First Lady getting
really
involved
funny,
in much of anything.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. Let's just go with facts. And the facts are we don't know anything. We just know that her office has said that this person no longer deserves the honor of serving in the White House. We don't know why. There's some stuff going around on Twitter about money being spent by Melania that this woman white flagged. I don't know if that's actually true, or but we don't know. That's the real story.
All right, there we go. The story behind the story, 21 after. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
Time for our daily Christmas exercise, Christmas concerto, mini concert, whatever you want to call it as we get into the season. A little bit at a time, a little dab here, a little dab there, a little dab will do you. So we're going actually through the season with the top 100 songs of the season. And number 94 is where we are now. Michael Bublé's version of Winter Wonderland. Nicely done.
We'll pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, I am married. We'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town.
Who is this singer?
Michael Bublé.
Wow.
Was that an oh, I like it, or a oh?
I just didn't recognize his voice for some reason. He sounded a little different.
Walking in with a winter wonderland.
I think he does a nice, smooth job of this sort of stuff. And big orchestras are his thing as well. So it's good. But, you know, it feels like a song for the season. And with snow coming to my backyard tomorrow at this time, it's not going to last long.
Is that the first
long,
snow
but,
for you?
Yeah, about an inch. Yeah, it'll be gone in a day, but it's still ugly at this time of year. It's about a month early. Number 93 on this list, Harry Connick Jr., one of my faves. And speaking of snowing, here he is.
So delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping.
And I like this. I haven't heard this before.
He's very good.
The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really
all right, so the weather forecast in terms of the time of year, the seasonal impact of it, from snow to baby, it's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Here's Brett Eldridge.
Baby, it's cold.
I don't know who's singing.
I like this.
Megan Trainor.
This is Megan Trainor.
Yeah, I'm typically not
a great voice.
Yeah, I don't normally like this song, but I like their version.
Just
yeah,
like
nicely done.
Nice.
Oh, his voice sounds good.
Into the fireplace roll.
Really, I'd better
beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Some records on
nice
while I pour.
The neighbors might
baby, it's bad out there.
Say what's in this
no
dream.
All of these songs are traditional songs that have been updated. Nice orchestral setting for them. It's good. So let's do one more as we have time for one more. Number 91 on the list belongs to the Harry Simeone Chorale. That's a little drummer boy. I always like this one, too. It makes me feel like a kid remembering Christmas as a child. That's what this song takes me. You ladies like this?
Nah, I'm not a fan of the drummer boy.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of my own Christmas. As it's one of the few decent memories I have going to my aunt's house for Christmas. So it's, anyway. And most people can't pronounce the Harry Simeone Chorale, and I've always prided myself with, you look at it, oh, it's Harry Simeon. No, Harry Simeone. And he hasn't been around for 50 years. So that kind of dates.
Well, I'm glad you're keeping his legacy alive.
Kind of like Mitch Miller and the sing-along gang, whom I'm sure we'll hear from at some point as we go through all of these songs. But it's a nice time. This is what makes this good, a season good, because you're reviving a lot of great memories and a lot of great tunes from earlier on that have been around for a long time. Look at how we were focused on Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra already with a couple of songs. Tony Bennett. No, that's the ilk of the component songs and singers here for the Christmas season. I think it's kind of cool. All right, so that's it. A little more of that as we mellow ourselves out here. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lady of the White House wants a top aide to be fired. First Lady Melania Trump's office says in a statement that Deputy National Security Advisor Mira Ricardel, quote, no longer deserves the honor of serving in this White House. Reports are the First Lady and Ricardel, who's a top aide to National Security Advisor John Bolton, clashed during the First Lady's recent trip to Africa. At least 50 people are now confirmed dead from the wildfires in California, most of those in Northern California from the Camp Fire, where yesterday an official reported
an additional 6 human remains were recovered, which brings the total to 48. All 6 of those remains were located in Paradise.
That town wiped out by the fire, and this is USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's move ourselves into position, shall we? A lot of things going on here, including a focus on your health and COPD. As you know, that's very important for me with you to focus on health issues as much as possible. Thus, we've set up the new DJV Health News website, djvhealthnews.com. Ask a question, look around, see how you can help yourself. That's djvhealthnews.com. All right, as we get back into the DJV action here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria leads off with this important story.
Well, it's important if you're a fan of the Today Show, for sure. And so now that Megyn Kelly is gone, everyone's kind of been wondering what's going to happen with, you know, her, with her time slot. She originally took over that the 9 o'clock time slot, sorry, from Tamron Hall and Al Roker. And, of course, it's her time on the Today Show, I think, was less than successful. I think we can all say that. And so now NBC is very happy because since they got rid of her and they've had kind of like a piecemeal of the Today Show family filling in and doing different things, their ratings are back up by 10%. And so advertisers are really happy that Megyn Kelly's gone because that's a prime spot in the, you know, in that demographic.
Al Roker take it back again? They just put Al Roker back in there again, didn't they?
From what I've seen, it's kind of different. I think Hoda was doing some stuff with Jenna Bush Hager. They were down in New Orleans for a while together, and then Al Roker's been doing things. So they kind of have had, I think it's kind of different every day. I don't think they've had two specific hosts take over that hour. And they may not do that since the ratings are up. Maybe people like the variety. But, yeah. You know, it's interesting because when Tamron Hall and Al Roker got the boot from that hour to make room for Megyn Kelly, their ratings were actually pretty good. People really enjoyed watching them, and then Megyn Kelly came on, and then it was, you know. So, but it's nice to have them back, and it's kind of funny because they also saw a spike in viewership after Matt Lauer got fired. So, I know. It's like get rid of everybody that's highly paid, and then people seem to like them more on the Today Show.
Mm-hmm. Hoopay! All right, so that's that story about one personality. Here's another one. There's a new GQ magazine cover. Has a picture of Serena Williams causing a big to-do, some slamming in it for body shaming. GQ calls it a misunderstanding. Of course they do. Serena was named GQ Magazine's Women of the Year, but the cover features the word woman in quotes. That's drawn some criticism. Williams was the Woman of the Year alongside GQ's Men of the Year, Jonah Hill, Michael B. Jordan, and Henry Golding. Who's Henry Golding? I don't even know who he is.
That's a good question. I don't know who
he's
Henry
the actor
Golding.
In Crazy Rich Asians, the main one. And he was also in that Blake Lively Anna Kendrick movie that came out later this year.
Okay, I get Michael B. Jordan. I get him. I don't get Jonah Hill, although I guess he's lost a lot of weight in the last few 6, 7, 8 months, but I don't see him. I don't think he's good looking at all, whether he's got weight on
him
or not.
Well, it's not a looks thing. It's not a looks thing. It's
how you dress.
No, it's
man of the year.
Yeah, it's just like what you're doing, and yeah, it's not just a look.
Shallow
contest.
Doug.
Yeah, exactly.
It's for who you are, not what you are.
So this is not like People Magazine's Most Beautiful. Right?
Okay, so then what's
by
the
way,
beef?
Idris Elba, can we talk about that? He's hot.
He is hot.
Super handsome.
You guys have been talking about all these hot guys all day. The other one,
we're
the
thirsty.
Hot new Jennifer Garner boyfriend.
About them. I could do this all day.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so who's hot? Who do you want to talk about that's hot?
All of the above-mentioned guys.
Really?
Wow, look at Kara.
All right.
Big butt.
Well, maybe, no, not the three on GQ. I mean, all of them but Jonah Hill. He's not
well,
really
but
nice
to get
guy,
back to the story, though, with Serena Williams, when you look at the cover, and I'll send you guys a picture of the cover if you haven't already seen it, but when you look at the cover, at the top of it, it's a picture of Serena, and then at the top it says Man of the Year, and Man is scratched out, and Woman is handwritten in with quotation marks around it. It's...
Huh?
It looks like it's kind of exactly. That. It's kind of like, wait, Woman of the Year? Like, is she a woman or not? And it's horrible.
Which is
it's
not what they were getting at. They obviously were trying to make a statement, a politically correct statement, but instead they stepped on themselves, and it looks stupid.
Well,
I think she's not a woman.
Yeah, the other part of the story is that Virgil Abloh, who is a designer, he's worked with Serena on some of her collections. I guess his whole thing is that he puts everything in quotations. That's been like his on his clothes and on bags.
Yeah.
He's put everything in quotations recently. But I think it was just kind of a weird thing because, like, when you look at the cover,
bad
they
choice.
Could have just crossed it out and put woman, and I think it would have made a bit more sense. It would have gone along with the cover a bit more. But yeah, obviously, GQ did not mean anything by it.
Poor
it
was, grammar ruins lives, kids. Just take this lesson from Auntie Jen. Don't overput quotation marks around things.
How do you sit in a room and look at the cover? Yeah. And I've worked for magazines,
that.
And there are a lot of people in the room approving top line of covers. Like, how does someone not say, can we take the quotations out? We get it's his thing, but, like, let's not do that on the magazine cover. Like, not a single person said
are
that.
Ding dongs.
I guess.
How many times do we have these conversations where we go, really?
I know.
That one go?
Oh,
it's just no
I think
common
when you
sense.
Look at something, I mean, to be fair and to be sympathetic and empathetic, when you are sitting in a room with whoever the decision makers are and you're looking at something and you're stuck in that room and you're looking at it, sometimes you miss something. I think it's happened to all of us. You come back 2 hours later and then you go, oh, well, maybe that wasn't the greatest idea, or maybe this it could have been done differently. I think it's the human condition. It's just a mistake.
Mm. All right. Here's the story, a better story. Leo Stokely, not good for Leo because he's dead, but as he died, he had no family, no relatives, no friends, Vietnam vet, and his funeral was planned by the fathers in the community where he lived. He was only 69, lived down in Tennessee, and according to the story on Facebook. There was an invitation by a group that he belonged to of Army veterans. And so in honor of him, 300 strangers showed up at his funeral. Wow. I just thought that was, you know, here's a guy all by himself, all alone, no family, nothing. And the funeral home posted a Facebook invitation along with the U.S. Army. It's the group called WTF. And so they got 300 people from all over the country to come, strangers, to show up at his funeral. I just thought that was, those sort of things bring a tear to my eye, actually. And you know, who wants to be, you don't really know it, that you're going out alone, but, I mean, we all go out alone. There's no question about that. But it's just, you know, sort of a, there's a psychology to it. And I think it's cool. Good for them, the people who are conscious enough to, you know, it would have been easy for the people there just, okay, this guy all by himself will dig a hole in the ground and stick his body in it, that's the end of it. But there's something very unifying about people who went to the Vietnam War and had that experience, really. So, Mr. Stokely, Godspeed, take a deep breath and have a good ride. In a moment, speaking about breath, we're going to focus on the people who have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease becoming more of a problem in our country. We'll tell you how to deal with it if you have it, or how to stay away from it if you don't have it, after these words.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com's David Gregg, and I partnered with these companies to help simplify your holiday home prep and shopping. American Standard's Beal Measure Fill Touch Kitchen Faucet streamlines cooking. It provides a precise amount of water faster than using measuring cups. The easy touch on-off feature works with the touch of a wrist or back of a hand, ideal when your hands are full or dirty. Jura's S8 is a premium bean-to-cup coffee brewing machine. A color touch screen provides intuitive operation and customization from grind to brew to satisfy any preference. It also offers up to 15 coffee specialties. Visit a Sur La Table store for your own holiday coffee taste test. Drops household bundles are delivered directly to your door in a fully compostable cardboard box. Drops pod-based detergent is a natural, plant-based, chlorine-free, biodegradable way to clean your laundry and dishes. Subscription wash plans start as low as $4 a month. Buy it exclusively at Drops.com. Buy a practical and stylish gift to protect a recent iPhone upgrade or to refresh an older device from OtterBox, the most trusted branded cell phone case protection. The Symmetry Case Series features trendy designs, bright colors, and popular Disney, Star Wars, and NFL team themes. Mural Canvas is a digital frame that looks like real art, not a video screen, thanks to Mural's patented technology. Mural's library is like Spotify for artwork. Own $3 billion worth of art on your wall for under $50 a year. I'm David Gregg, senior editor for BehindTheBuy.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now on the DJV program. Joining us now, Dr. James Kiley, Director of the Division of Lung Disease at the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute at the National Institute of Health, COPD, something that's come into the fore, I think, in the last maybe 10, 12 years. I don't remember hearing it. My mother, Dr. Kylie, died of an accession, I mean, it was emphysema, but emphysema, COPD. And some members of my family, I'm the big smoker, and that's what killed her. The problems, and it was all in her family. Her father died of COPD, worked in a coal mine in southern Illinois. His mother died of it. She was 88, but from the same coal mining area. So I know at least four generations. And I have a little bit of a problem with it because of what I'm told by the pulmonologist anyway, is that I have secondhand smoke stuff that's there. It is not in, it doesn't bother me. My life is normal. But I'm, Yeah, you wonder about all of these things and wonder why people smoke and do things that are bad for them. I think that's probably why you're here. Let's get started with a simple definition. Is COPD emphysema, or is it broader than that?
Well, good morning. Yes, COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and it's a very severe chronic lung disease. It makes it really harder and harder to breathe as you get worse. Sometimes you hear COPD called other names, like emphysema or chronic bronchitis. COPD is kind of an umbrella term that captures both of those conditions. The chronic bronchitis, a little bit more on the milder side, and the emphysema is a little bit more on the severe end, where there's really destruction and breakdown of the lung itself. So it runs a span, it runs a spectrum from a more mild condition to a very, very severe life-threatening condition.
All right, we have lots of coverage on this program in rural areas around the country. I understand that the people who live in rural areas are more affected than people who live in the city. I find that interesting and wonder why.
It's an interesting statistic. We've just uncovered this with our partners at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We find that in the rural areas, the prevalence of COPD is about double that in the urban areas. So about 8% in rural areas, about 5% roughly or so in the urban areas. And it is an interesting statistic because you'd think just the opposite, as you mentioned, that these are maybe areas of the country where it's less polluted, less secondhand smoke. But in fact, in these parts of the country, you often have individuals living in environments where there's still a lot of smoking, or there's a disproportionate population, ethnic groups, American Indians, Native Americans, such as maybe more susceptible women, we know are dying at a higher level of more COPD. Older adults living in rural areas are affected. Access to health care. A lot of environmental things also may be involved in terms of occupational or secondhand exposures. So there's, even though there's on face value, you'd think, oh, well, it should be better in rural areas. Not necessarily the case, and a lot of the times it's really where individuals are not having that conversation with their healthcare provider about their breathing, and that oftentimes leads to continued advancement of the disease.
I just wonder, as I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm around lots of things as I do a lot of haying in the summertime, and wonder how much that maybe is a part of this. And so there's that. But more importantly, how do we get people onto treatment programs, no matter where they are in the country, getting it recognized and then getting it treated? How are we shaping up in that department?
Yeah, COPD is largely a preventable disease, and you point out a couple of things that I think are important for listeners and the public to know. It's thought to be primarily a disease that involves cigarette smoking, and yes, that's true, but exposures to dust, particles, fumes, even genetic factors can play a role. Quitting smoking is clearly the best way to prevent this disease. So we need to really make sure that everybody gets that message out. And then if you do have COPD, talk to your healthcare provider, because there are treatments for this disease. It's preventable. It's treatable. There are a lot of new things that can be used to help improve your quality of life. You need to get a breathing test to test whether or not you have the disease. If you do, then there are management plans that your healthcare provider can offer that will actually help improve your overall quality of life.
16 million people diagnosed with COPD, millions of people in this country, and I would imagine around the world as well, because of the stuff that's in the air and smoking being a problem. We seem to be getting the smoking numbers down here, but there are lots of people who are still in problem areas. So if you go to copd.nhlbi.nih.gov, you get more information on how to breathe better.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Time. The pet project of the DJV program is having Warren Eckstein on with his collegial knowledge about your pet, how to take care of your pet, things that are going on that you ought to be aware of with regard to our fine four-footed friends. Here's a story that will make your hair stand on end. This is the kind of stuff I like to bring to people's attention, Warren, because it is so blatantly bad. Here's a guy who didn't like his dog. And so he went to the animal control office here in Framingham. He said, I don't want this dog. He tossed the dog at the control office. He just said, here, take this dog. And he threw the dog at him. And the animal control officer said, well, we can't just take your dog like that. He says, well, if you don't take it, I'm going to tie the dog to the back of my truck and drag him down the road. Apparently, he brought the dog in the back of his pickup truck over to this facility, and people at the light said, it looks like the dog's jumping out, and he said to somebody at the light, I don't care if he jumps out. Run over him. So, anyway, I wonder, this guy is 33 years old, name is Sean Perry, not important, yelling loudly, acting aggressively. Probably a good thing to get the dog away from this guy, much as anything
Absolutely.
Else. I mean,
absolutely, Doug.
You shouldn't have a pet. Guys like that shouldn't.
Having served as a peace officer in the state of New York for as many years as I did, you know, it was a voluntary basis, but it was my job to pretty much investigate animal abuse. And I could tell you stories very similar to what you're talking about, even worse. And it's amazing to me that for years and years and years, people got away with it. It wasn't until the last 5 or 6 years that human beings started to realize that abusing an animal should be taken very seriously. So I hope that this guy was charged with something. He made a threat, whether it be to a dog or a human being. It's still a threat the way he handled it. I just hope that this year, if there's one resolution I'm going to make, is that people that abuse animals are held responsible for what they're doing. Because I go into shelters every day, and I see this story every day. I was at a shelter the other day where a guy was bringing in a 16-year-old dog, and said, "You know what? I don't want him anymore. Do you have any puppies for adoption?" Trading it in like a new car.
That should be illegal.
It makes me absolutely, and of course they went, luckily it was a good shelter. They said, no, we're not giving you another dog. And they took the older dog. But I cannot understand the mentality of a person that doesn't realize that when a pet comes into our environment, it's our responsibility to care for it from the day it comes in until the day it crosses the bridge. I don't get it, though.
Yeah. I was with, I'm not going to tell the story because I get too emotional. Anyway, the next thing is, how do you decide? I was with Frankie, the old dog that Brennan has, over the weekend, and he's getting old, and it made me sad.
Yeah, you know,
how old is
my
dog's
13.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 14.
You know, now you're bringing tears to my eyes, Doc, and I'll tell you why. You know, my dog, my little Cisco, who was rescued from 200, horrible hoarding situation. Now you can make me tear up. Now listen to this show. Everyone's crying on the show. He's 16 and a half years old. I mean, I'm doing everything I can. He's not in any pain at this point. But every morning and every evening, I just sit down with Cisco, because I was the first human being that ever had contact with him, so he's very bonded with me. And I would say, Cisco, please let me know when it's time. Look into my eyes. I'm looking at yours. Let me know when it's time to say goodbye. In the interim, he's eating. He's happy.
Yeah, Frankie's fine. He's just a little slow, but he looks so great.
Yeah, I joke with Cisco all the time. You know, we're both slowing down a little bit. We're walking a little bit slower, hanging out a little bit slower, eating a little bit less. But every minute that I have him, I consider a blessing. And when he does cross the Rainbow Bridge, at least I know that he's crossing knowing how much he was loved. And that's important to me.
Yeah. How do you decide what kind of a bed to get? I see these ads all over the place. Plush orthopedic pet bed. What should a dog, or a cat, more importantly a dog, especially a bigger dog, how do we find, I have two or three beds downstairs for Daisy, and she sleeps on the couch.
You know, I was going to say something. So I have maybe five. Everyone sends me their beds. Their heated beds, orthopedic beds.
These beds.
My dog doesn't need those. My dog has no need. He just sleeps on my bed. He doesn't need all those. He has a nice mattress, an adjustable bed if his head's too high or too low. He doesn't need a bed. The best bed, though, seriously, is if you have an older pet, those corrugated type things. You know, it's like corrugated foam rubber, like little points on top. It's really good for him. Heat is really good for older pets. They have heated beds now. So if you have an older dog, depends on the dog you have, but again, as I said, with my dog, he has a king-size bed. He's happy.
Yep, there he is, having a good time at Warren's place. Warren Eckstein, the pet show. Go to petshow.com, find a station near you that's carrying it, listen to him every week, and find out how to take care of your best friend. 59 after on the DJV program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.